It's time to engage heaven today.
What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you, as always do, on our daily podcast for tuning in, making us a part of your day. We're going to jump in. We've had a great episode yesterday. Tune in if you can. I'm going to call this one similar, Revelation from the Recipe. Revelation from Jesus in Mark 16 gave us a way to live. And we have to hold that line and live in non-negotiables. One of the greatest, one of the greatest opportunities I get in life is to sit with some of God's generals. You don't want to hear it. Some of the greatest wisdom is in old folks' homes. Somehow we kind of just let go of, you know, just when people get older, we kind of discard them instead of realizing that they're gems. And in the realm of faith, I watch so many young people try to recreate a path. And I'm not saying this because at 40, 2 years old, I'm an old guy. I said this when I was 18. We can't let the recipes for revival die with the older generation. And when I see people that have been touched by God and they've walked with God, man, it stirs me to greater understanding. You know, when we moved to Florida and planted a church in Madeira Beach, something crazy started happening. Number one, we're out by the beach. There's nothing there. There is zero, and now there is. There wasn't at the time. So we were kind of going into, you know, an area that people did not think had, you know, Holy Spirit churches, and there wasn't much going on. And one of the things that happened was the Lord gave me a word that people would go there to almost like retire, but God was going to relight a fire in them, you know? Well, the word that I got, I thought was for like unbelievers and, you know, people that maybe knew the Lord a little bit and it was, you know, time to get engaged. But what started happening was heroes of the faith were relocating there. And I can tell you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I can think of 9 people right now. World changers. Literally people that have shaped the whole globe for Jesus. People that have pastored tens and 20,000s of people at once, like in a group. I'm thinking of people that have gotten the gospel to unreached people groups. I'm thinking people who alive right now who started Christian television movements. They all started moving out to the beach where we were. And I mean, major figureheads of revival, major people that have started movements on the earth. And it was like incredible because there's nothing there. Now there is. And I have had the privilege now 3 different times sitting with some of these heroes of the faith. And I'm like, yo, get ready. Get ready for a fresh fire to come on your life, right? Get ready for God to use you here in this beautiful land to train up an army in the end times. And I mean people that it would like would blow your mind if you knew the people that are living out there. But one thing that I realize that needs to happen is there needs to be a desire to see the recipe really get revelation from the recipe. I met with somebody I didn't know. I knew of him. I was told a lot of great things about him. Obviously, he's a name that I knew. I had the opportunity to have coffee with him last week. And my wife said, you know, I love when you do these things, James, because you have such a hunger that you will pull out revival history from these guys. Now, I can have people tell me, oh, so-and-so's not really relational. So-and-so is just, you know, he literally has birthed movements on the earth, not really interested in, you know, having these long conversations. They are now. because I sit with these men of God and I say, tell me when the Lord touched you. I want to know your story. Tell me what happened. And all of them got touched by God. They all encountered Jesus. I'm literally sitting at a Starbucks in Seminole outside of our church, and I'm in like tears as the Holy Spirit is like falling outside, and these heroes of the faith are telling me how the Lord touched them by revival and renewal, how God, you know, met them in the 90s, and they took the fire of God, they took the river of God to nations, man. These people changed lands. These people are known in regions of the world as carriers of the flame. And I'm sitting in these moments in tears going, my Lord, we need a move of God. We need revelation from the recipe, man. We're going to talk more about it after the break.
Hi, friends. We'll be right back with today's message. But first, we'd like to invite you to join our church family. We have locations in Madeira Beach, Florida, New London, Connecticut, West Haven, Connecticut, and Missoula, Montana. To learn more about our church and upcoming events, visit our website at engagingheaven.com. Thank you for listening. Now here's the rest of today's message.
I'm not interested in, you know, when you plant churches now, the trends are ridiculous. Everybody's after, like, you know, how do people, you can basically manipulate anything today. These churches can have zero Holy Spirit. They literally can have, you know, no touch of God, but they can administrate a way to manipulate people, get people in, play such a game. And the crazy thing is, like, when you sit with some of these heroes of the faith and you're like, tell me the stories, tell me how movements were built. It was all built off the Holy Spirit. People that caught the move of God and changed the world. In the book of Acts, Jesus said, wait for the promise of the Father. Something happened in that moment where the Holy Spirit was poured out and the world got shaken. That same power is available to us, right? That moment changed significantly the direction of the church. And the pattern has always been the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, being touched by God's presence in changing the world. It's never changed. People have tried to manipulate it. Man's tried to get their hands on it, but nothing's changed. We need a move of God. Listen, there is a realm of faith we have. Yes, I agree. I look in our movements. I see a move of God happening tremendously. Absolutely. There's a moment. I see it demonstrated. I can see the fruits of what we've talked about and walked in. And in many ways, when I meet with these fathers of the faith, I can see the thread of what they've seen in our lives. But don't get it twisted. There is absolutely greater outpourings available for us. There are greater levels of power and demonstration we're about to step into. It, you know, straight up, this is like looking through a keyhole for what I believe is going to come. Because what I believe is coming doesn't need manipulation and advertising. What I believe God is about to do is going to empower families and children and light the course of their history on fire, releasing an end time finances for the kingdom. This is what God's about to do. But my friends, we better be positioned for this. We cannot position for the things that God has for us by watching Netflix. It's not going to happen. We've got to position ourselves by leaning into his presence and grabbing his heart and just knowing that outside a move of God, there is no hope for America and the nations. Outside of a move of God, there is no hope for our families. It doesn't exist. You and I have got to grab a hold of the heart of God and the Holy Spirit of God and know that we're going to live with non-negotiables. We need a move of God more than we ever have. And I'm going to tell you today, priorities are going to change in your life. We cannot continue to make the world system a priority in our life when God has need of you for the kingdom. Provision is there. Yes, we all have jobs. Yes, we're responsible. But the attention that we put on the world has got to change. Because if we aren't people that are aware of God's presence and having our eyes open to what has been given to us, as a movement, you cease to exist. As the move of God on the earth, it will not continue. Awareness matters. What we step into matters. What we are focused on really does change our world around us. And so the pattern hasn't changed. It's touching heaven, engaging heaven, and changing this earth. There is no other way to live. And so today, as you go about your day, it's heaven on earth. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is our desire. This is why we live. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. What a great show.
If you were encouraged by today's message, join us in reaching others by partnering with our ministry. You can give online through our website at engagingheaven.com/give or through PushPay by texting Engaging Heaven as one word to 77977. Thank you again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to enjoy more messages like this.